give you glory and I give you all the adoration. I pray that none of us here will live here the same. Our lives will be transformed by the word in the mighty name of Jesus. And all the saints of God here shall say amen and amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Take your seats. Amen. Are you happy you came to church? I'd like to salute Mama Francesca, our General Overseer in absentia. She's not around, but she's with us in the spirit. Amen. In spirit, I should say. And I would like to salute all the men of God here. Reverend Annie and your family. Pastor Raymond and your family. Pastor Sammy and the family. Pastor Walter. And I would like to salute you that is also here this morning. Amen. Amen. Mrs. McLean, that was a wonderful ministration. God bless you, Pastor Annie, for the amazing time of worship. Amen. What happened? Your testimonies were plenty today. Everybody. Because I have a testimony. Yeah. Exactly a year ago, by this time, one human being had fabricated stories. You know, there's a difference between truth and fact. So, I'm using mommy's office now. So, something can get missing there. The fact of the matter is that I was there. But the truth is that I didn't take it. So, what did I say? So, somebody can put join pieces of issues together, and it will make sense for you to be in trouble. And around this time last year, they carried me to the law court. It's a lot of issues. And I was in the hospital for 6 weeks. My family had traveled to the States for holidays. And my wife, because the whole thing happened when she was in the air. So they landed by Emirates. Their father and their husband is not there to pick them up. And the only person that can also pick them up, my best friend Prince, is also with me at the law court. And my wife, the person is so vicious that when we're in the court, the radio stations, I don't know how important I can be, that radio stations were giving live updates, social media live updates. So by the time she landed at Kotoka and turned on her phone, now the updates were on her phone. People were bombarding her WhatsApp. And offering you kuno phone and kuno phone you off. For they had spent 2 months in America, and I was in the hospital for another 6 weeks or so. For like 3 months, I had not seen my children. Today, I invited the policeman that was with me that day to come, because you see, I was in the hospital, but I was supposed to be under police custody. So the policeman said, "Chairman, he said, God has shown you to me. You are not a bad person." So in the night when they landed, the policeman took me from the hospital and drove me in my own car to my home, that I should go and see my children and my wife. And then I left back home. Exactly a year ago. But God is still faithful. So the issues they say, when I hear the things they say and all the things they are doing about Tukwesinya and Techi, it worries me, because I can imagine what the wife and the children are going through. When everybody is allowed to talk, but you that the matter is about, you are not allowed to talk. So don't explain yourself. Let us say what we think. 3 or 4 days ago, I was speaking to Coach Kwesi Apia, and I said, bro, na Kwesi Apia teaching us. I said, no, because I know our phone ARL. Like, what are the children and the wife going through? Hallelujah. But when you're able to survive it, it means God is preparing you for something better. Because it's not everyone that can go through what you've been through and survive. When God allows you to survive it, he's telling you that I am giving you a better task ahead. So Joseph told his brothers that as for you, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. My brothers, you sold me, but thank you very much. Hallelujah. So the story is long. We have a communion service. So remind me, anytime I preach, I'll give you one paragraph. Hallelujah. Amen. Yesterday, Pastor George and myself and my wife were in Kumasi. It's a CEM Kumasi branch to minister at the invitation of Reverend Steve. It was brutal. Say brutal. It was brutal. It was brutal. God moved in an unusual way. And I believe the same God is here this morning. Are you in church or you've gone somewhere? Amen. All right. So let's quickly move to the agenda for this morning. This morning, let me share with you a short message. Because of time, a message I've titled The Times and the Seasons of God. The Times and the Seasons of God. But see, he holds times and seasons in his hands. You call forth light out of darkness. The God you are. So you are God, you are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. What I like is what I'm singing. You hold times and seasons in your hands. You call forth light out of darkness. You don't need no man to be the God you are. So you are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. If I am not going to live forever, what is it that God must do now before it is too late? The Bible says there is time for everything. But understand that your time can easily pass in the eyes of man. You see, wait the 40 years now, we need 4,000. Brother and our boy. Hallelujah. And in the eyes of man, your time can easily pass. in the eyes of man, when you are 40 and we are looking for people eligible to marry, you, in the eyes of man. But when God talks about time, it is usually different from the timings of man. Because in the eyes of God, it can be your time, but it is not your turn. When I invite people and I say, come and see me at 9 o'clock. Yes, indeed, you got here at 8:59, 8:42, 8:30. But I will definitely see you one by one. So even though you are on time, it is not your turn. Time is a reality amongst men. But when God talks about time, it is far different from what you think. And you need to understand these things, because, church, understanding makes a man outstanding. Otherwise, you will frustrate yourself and kill yourself before your time and look at life according to the timings of man and tell yourself, I am too late. But God says, I am only beginning with you. That is the reason why Mahama can retire at 54 and Akufo-Addo can start at 73. The day a man is born is the day the man begins to die. Every day as you eat banquet and tilapia, it is like take a diary. Every day you live, you take one sheet off. You rip one. But one is a book. The day you are born is the day you begin to die. Every day subtracts from your life. But God has a set up program of things he must achieve in your life before you die. It's got nothing to do with your own plan and agenda. That's what the Bible says, many are the thoughts of a man, but it is the counsel of God that shall stand. Because the man has made his own timetable, but God said, you are my work tool. You are not your own work tool. And I choose which day to use you, and I choose what purpose to use you for. Hallelujah. If you cannot do anything about the time you are born and cannot do anything about the time you die, then it means in between you need to call forth the agenda and the timetable of God to come to play in your life. Hallelujah. What is time? Time is a period with limits during which an action or a process exists. Moment something occurs, a period with a particular quality. Now, there lived a certain man by name Abraham. And this man, Abraham, God describes as my friend. And God sometimes speaks to himself and says, will I do anything without consulting, taking the knowledge or taking the mind of Abraham, seeing that he is my friend? And God had promised this young man a long time ago that Abraham, I will make your children, I will make your descendants as the sand of the seashore. Go and stand and count the stars. Abraham counted and counted and counted. He couldn't finish and said, that is how many I'll make your descendants. So when Abraham heard it, he decided, as human as he was, to apply the timetable of life. The time of life is the normal routine that we see. meda 9 masore 6 metwetwe me sin 6:30 into metwetwe medware 6:45 7 traffic bechi into na me sim 8 me we adwuma, so that when it is 8 and you are still at home, you are able to tell yourself that my late. That is the time of man. A young girl is born by 16 where we are SS, 18 where we are SS, 19 we are going university, 24 where we are, okay, why are national service, 25 also worry, 28 also by 42 where we are, by 43, 44, 45 menopause. So if any of it doesn't fall in place, then you are able to say that I am late. But that is the timetable of man. So they have two kinds of times, which is the Chronos and the Kairos. The Chronos is what is the man-made time. That is why you buy Swiss watches and the written chronograph. It is human-made time. Nipa na asheshe. So it's our time, me, yankasi abosis. But the actual timetable for your life, it's not what human beings have arranged, but it is God's own time. And brother, if God says you are on time, no one can say you are late. Hallelujah. No, if God, unless you heard God say you are late, and before and when, and the only way God says you are late is to take you out of the race. But once he keeps you in the race, it means his plans and his purposes and his intent for your life, they are still yea and they are aiming. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 18. Please put it on the screen. Sorry, Genesis chapter 17, 19 to 21. Genesis chapter 17. God said, no, but Sarah your wife shall bear you a son. You shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant with his offspring after him. Move on. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and multiply him greatly. He shall father 12 princes and I will make him a great nation. Move on. But I will establish my covenant with Isaac, whom Sarah bear to you at this time next year. I have a covenant I established with you a long time ago. But because you are looking at the covenant according to man's time, it seems to you are late. Because at this time I'm talking to you, you are over 90 years and even the engine will not crank. Yet, because you have applied man-made time all this while, that is why you think I am late. I am never late. Because I work in my own time, for in his time, he makes all things beautiful. Are you not making me scream? Do something about this. I'm screaming. Do something about this. Hallelujah. He makes all things beautiful in his own time, not your time. Hallelujah. He said, I will establish my covenant. What we spoke about, I will establish it with Isaac. I said, with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this time, which is at this time next year.
It will not happen when you die. It will happen within the time of life. It will not be a posthumous, say he was what, Captain Mahama. Let's promote him after his death to Major Mahama. No, your promotion will come within the times of life. When you are still living, the Lord will promote you. When you are still living, the Lord will elevate you. According to the time of life, I will come. Now, move to Genesis 18. Let me explain to you what God did. Go to verse 10. Go to verse 9. And the Lord said to him, where is Sarah your wife? And he said, she is in the tent. Move on. And the Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year. Where did God go? Which means that even though he is with us all the time, because he's the omnipresent God, he would make an unusual visitation to you to establish his timetable for your life. I will surely return. It means it will not fail. Understand that it will not fail. Human beings make excuses. Oh, it is raining. Oh, I got a flat tire. Oh, I was tired. Oh, I had a headache. But I will surely come. Ignore your watch. Your watch says it's late. Ignore it, because despite the time, I will surely come. Ignore your age. Ignore the gray hair. Because I will surely come. Or see, he has promised he will never fail. I will hang on him. I will hang on him. He has promised he will never fail. Your faithfulness is forever. Your faithfulness is forevermore. Says Sarah, if you check it with the time of man, you will doubt me. Overlook your age, overlook the time of life, and concentrate on my timetable, because I make all things beautiful in my own time. He told Abraham, call your wife Sarah. This thing I'm telling you, if I tell you alone, your wife, because women are emotional, they work with their emotions. That is why I say, come, call her and let her come and hear that I am the Alpha and Omega. It is me that called what is not to come. I am telling you, I will surely come. And when God hasn't come, your enemies can bluff. When God hasn't come, the enemy has the upper hand. Suffer it to be so for now. But as sure as your Lord is coming, as sure as your Lord is coming, I see the back of the enemy being broken in the name of Jesus. The hand of the enemy being broken in the name of Jesus. Suffer them to talk. Suffer them to insult you. Suffer them to look down upon you today. But the promises of God for your life, He said, I will surely come. Remember, my coming doesn't depend on anybody. As I'm telling you that I will come, I will come. I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah your wife shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent behind, said at the door behind him. Move on. 11. Now Abraham and Sarah, you see, so when God plays his time, he also shows you the time of life, so that you know the sovereignty of God. So he's telling you that I will bless you, and he's also reminding you that as I talk to you, you are walking from Agbogba to church. So he said, after he said I will return, he said, now Abraham and Sarah were both old, and the way of women has ceased to be with Sarah. Telling you that if you check the time of life, this is how it is. But I said, I will still come. Yeah. So, what you are feeling is real. It's reality. Sometimes when you are talking about your situation, it is good you talk about the reality. And Abraham and Sarah were both old, and Sarah has stopped menstruating. Yet, that is man's time. According to my time, I will still return. Okay. And also, as nigga move be obey bia. I will be back. And I'm saying, I'm why you could be expendables. Expendables 1, 2, and 3. And expendables, no more because it's all the old stars. Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, Dolph Lundgren, Chuck Norris, all the old. Have you watched it? Oh, go and look for it. Expendables 1, 2, and 3. And I'm sure the director of the movie wanted to make fun of Schwarzenegger. In the movie, you know, I think it's the one or the two. Then Schwarzenegger told Bruce Willis that I will be back. Bruce Willis said, no, you've been back enough. Now stay here. I will be back. Hallelujah. Are you in church or you've gone somewhere? He said, when you check your life, it is going this way. Don't bother. Let it go this way. But watch me, because I will be back. Meba. Anubia sonetiao. Meba bekatum. Enibia ka sonetiao. Meba bekatum. Obia or shall so my baba can I share our Jesus demon. So fret not when the wicked prospers. Fret not, for their days are like chaff. When I return, I will blow them like chaff. Share. And then you'll be a banko. You're not going to get to you're pet. I will return. Despite your situation, I will return. Despite your age, I will return. Despite what people are saying, I will return. Despite whatever, I will return. Come on, shout! Go to 12. 12. So Sarah laughed to herself. Sarah laughed to herself. Go, oh no. Go to 12. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, after I am worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure? Move on. Which is that Sarah was now looking at the time of life more than the time of God. And the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, I shall, and Sarah laughed and say, shall I bear a child now that I am old? Move on. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Asubibiye Rade Yonana. You are old. The time of life has ticked against you. But is there anything too hard for the Lord? You are old. You are worn out. People have given up on you. You have given up on yourself. Everybody, everything is against you. But is there anything too hard for the Lord? Hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Eugene, come to the first seat. Come, brand new. Hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Asubibiye Rade Yonana. Yes, you are old. Yes, you are worn out. Yes, you are gone far advanced in age. But is still there anything too hard for the Lord? Hallelujah. See, daughters for say, Bibiye Rade Yonana. Asubibiye Rade Yonana. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Hallelujah. And today that is what I say to you. Even though the clock of life has ticked so much against you, that is just man-made time. Come on, check out the timetable of God, because I am sure he's about to start with you. Even though in the eyes of everybody, you are old, I see the Lord beginning a new page with you. When the Lord returns, when the Lord returns, every rule is broken. Menopause is discarded. Wrinkles are discarded. Gray hair is discarded. Nonsuobeng is discarded. Ugliness is discarded. Illiteracy is discarded. What people say about you is discarded. Why? Because the Lord has returned. Every rule is broken. If you are here, you think it is late. God says, dude, wait. I am just about to start. I am just about to start. That guy who used to interview people on CNN, what's his name?
Larry King. He said he's done what, how many thousand or whatever, 5,000 interviews, and he's now just warming up. If you think, make us anyway, the best 7-2, or see, he's now just warming up. Brother, look, fanya nipa kane ton chain, fawu age ne ton chain, fawu certificate dada ne ton chain. Now share on Yankopon, a son said he's about to start and then bring onto board his timetable and agenda for your life, because the vision is for an appointed time. I told you in this church that when you go to the big airport, see that? Their flight number EK787 has, they will tell you, pilot will tell you, fasten your seatbelt, we are taking off. They will give you time that flight EK787 is taking off from Dubai at 7:30 a.m. And 7:30, you will take off. And then the captain will tell you, stow tables away, whatever, put on seatbelt, put all electronic gadgets off, and all that, you put them off. And then the pilot will also tell you that even though we are on time, there are about 14 other aircraft in front of us. We gave you 7:30. We have kept our word, but you need to wait for those in front to go. But we say, Accra to Dubai, 8-9 hours, see, Naba could be the winning propeller, CityLink, or Konya, or Abu Dhabi, 15 minutes flight. But you cannot go and clear him off because Okwanwa. You cannot. But we say you need to wait. Now, Udinechi. It is your time, but it is not your turn. It is your time, but it is not your turn. It is your time, but it is not your turn. Until all the 14 will go, and then the control, whatever tower will say, EK787. It is your time. It is your turn. Go and taxi and take off. That is your appointed time. And at that time, in aviation, they call it point of no abort. Even if the pilot doesn't want to fly, he cannot stop. No witches, no wizards, no principalities, nothing that has been said about you can stop the plane. Plane aqua cosu or taxi. No, say my bread, my chance, minkobu. No, you can't abort it. You have come to it. Hallelujah. Every in his own no more. Catch them, say, Omo schooner, I could be breaky bounds. Okotoba nkuni nkruma ena maame no otoba nkuni se eh abrantie nkruma ya se opepa o o se nanka mbeye de enye nkruma ya ke be break bounce. Hallelujah. Said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? I will surely come. Meba I will come, and when I come, every mouth that has been lifted against you, I will shut it up. Every eye that has been looking evil against you with evil eyes, I will shut it up. Anybody that is pointing accusing fingers at you, I will come on, shout. I will come. Hallelujah. Are you in church? So in Genesis chapter 21, 1 and 2, look at what God did. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. Senor, can you know? Despite the age of Sarah, despite the doubting and the laughter of Sarah,
Because the Lord had promised. The Bible said the Lord visited. He came. The Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Bible said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he has promised. May the Lord do to you what he has promised. May the Lord do to you what he has promised. May the enemy not have the upper hand for longer. May the Lord do to you. What said thou so? And come said thou so. But this year, but this month, may the Lord do to you what he has promised you. Hallelujah. May the Lord do to you. May your age not be a factor. May your past not be a factor anymore. But may the timings of God continue to reign in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Put Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 to 14 there for me. At that time, Joshua spoke to the Lord. In the day when the Lord gave the Amorites over to the sons of Israel, and he said in the sight, Sun, stand still at Gibeon, and the moon in the valley of Aijalon. Why? Because at the time the victory was becoming sweet. At the time the Lord was breaking through. Now, dear Yasa. Now the Bible says, I must work the works of he that sent me whilst it is day. Which means that daytime is necessary for breakthrough. So God said, no, if I need to extend the daytime to make sure you enjoy what I am giving you, I will do it. What's up? When look, even me, Mahama som so do tumrika. Ubes dana wa kubi. Mahama bechin sa. God used Akufo-Addo to tell the whole world that human age is human made time. I make all things beautiful in my own time. Ignore your age and look at my time. Because Sanka Ekano Kesia, Yadibo Bay Sanka, Preko Ye Pope, Yadi Preacher, Anka Preko Ye Pope. Hallelujah. It is not he who prepared. It is not for the beautiful. It is not for the handsome. It is not for the tall. It is not for the educated. It is for he who waited for my time. And I make all things beautiful in my own time. I've said it and I will say it again. That lady who used to be in our church, Sister Annette. Ye kasa oba ye twintwan. Ono ankasa Annette na ankasa no ye twintwan dada. Ye wo central cafeteria. Na Pastor Steve, I see you getting married na Annette Dimrika not your friend aba. That Annette di be 35 o. Ye fi central cafeteria. Ya ba wooden structure name. Annette is still faithful. Or your friend neighbor Annette did 40. Ye fix central, if fix shed num Yaba Rehoboth temple. Annette did bear 42. I see you getting married, Annette, see, I receive it. I see you getting married, I receive it. I see you having twins, I receive it. 42.
So such a person is telling you that, yes, I am 42, but in the eyes of God, I am 18. One day, Reverend Steve said he was there in the morning, and then he saw his phone ring. Now, Annette, number, or picky, Reverend, praise the Lord. Reverend, praise the Lord. Pastor Steve said, Annette, what's the problem? Because I had a dream. I was married, but what have you dreamed? So Pastor Steve said, Annette, what's it? I said, Reverend, I'm about to marry. Pastor Steve said, how? Who? When? Which? When? Because if we look according to the time of life, there are nicer, prettier young girls in the church. Says, are you in the office? Yes, sir, we are coming. Pastor Steve, your car said, Obehuna, so car da bin ebo, said Denyo, Kosha, BMW, 7 Series, Vroom, ye bie puno, na broni bie sifom, no wa fech, no wa, no wa ko, no we bie puno no, na net a pop it out. By this time, Annette tiwunt nintinu se wig no shenu kra nye bra se senya breku helpa na net she. Un se gray hair net ta no no. Un se wrinkles bia be ba angle ABC ho un se ya adeno. Na Pastor Steve se ohu bronu Reverend Steve was Reverend. Tell this lady 3 times that I love her. Pastor Steve said, you, Annette, he loves you, he loves you, he loves you. Said, Reverend, I'm a World Bank consultant on the growing of pineapples, the new methods of growing pineapples. And for the last 5 years, I've been in Ghana. I lost my wife many years ago, said I wasn't going to marry again. But anytime I go to Nsawem to visit the pineapple growers, I see this young lady with Bible tracts sharing it to the pineapple growers. And for 5 years, I have been observing him, and the Lord has moved me to marry this lady. Pastor Steve said, we need to take you through counseling. He said, we can't wait for counseling, no. This one, send you see a muno where the counseling is. I am sure in the eyes of this white man, Annette is some Legon student who said, Nyanko Pomani Annette. According to the clock of man, Annette is 42. According to the clock of God, Annette is some 18-year-old girl. Mr. Steve said, Shira Wariano so on the call South Africa. Pastor Steve, 1 year after, Annette's friend, Reverend, praise the Lord. Annette, what is the problem? I just gave birth at 43 without CS to a set of twins. I have named them Steve and Stanley. As your days, so shall your strength be. Everybody that spoke against Annette, and God did for Annette what he had promised Annette, it shut every mouth. One miracle to shut every mouth. And if you hear George say, I am preparing a message I've titled Throw One Stone. Osofu, throw one stone. Because it is just one miracle. God will shut your critics up. Nanadu is old. Nanadu is this. Oh, you're that.
Nana Ado is sick. Have you heard anybody talk about he's sick, he's old? It may be a fact, yes, but that is according to the time of life, according to the time of man. He is still our president. Or say, let the sun stand still. Which means that even though you should look 40 years, I am about to make you look 20 years to serve the purposes of my miracle. Dana Samoa Onyumbi. Or say. Yeriko Bosha Sasi so dear Nansu Okuni Etu on Chaye Nansu Wunkuni Ekuma Fue Sawanji ya Ojifuni Hobi Emo Ye Yawo Ye Nida Sufue Maon Saso Nasakra Yemu Mayeno Now Mayan Kunim Esu riduo atamfo ne ya tu yen yo Israel nyamie ma onsa so na ma ewi anjina ne ejina esum dru ya yebedi nkuguo wate enyinu riduo atamfo ne ya tu yen yo Israel nyamie ma onsa so na ma ewi anjina ne ejina ewi anjina ne ejina Esun riduo atamfo ne ya to ye yo Israel ye ma onsa so ojia esun buna mi nyangu po e wodi aji ye afi abasa ebu ya dina Jehovah we wodi aji ye na ye rekobo sasase so edie Now so okun yi e tu ncha ye Now so okun ni e ko ma fu e Sawanji ya oji fu bi ni obi ewo Oh ye ni awo Ye ni da su fu e Ma un sa so E jana sakra wi o mu ma ye yo La ma o ma ye kuni kuni E su riduo atamfo ni ya tu ye yo Israel nyamie God can turn the rainy season into a dry season just for your sake. God can make the sun stand still on your business. Businesses are collapsing. The times are bad, but I will make the times good because of my word's sake, so that I will preserve the covenant I have with you. Hallelujah. Am I preaching to somebody? It's communion service. We'll continue this sermon next week. Hallelujah. Please be on your feet. I love you all. God bless you. Nyawo Oyema Meda Yinanti Bajewa
word, it is important you sow a good seed into it. It's important you sow a good seed into it. If you want to sow 100, if you want to sow 50 cedis, please bring it.
What time in Chamuta? What time in Chamuta?
If you want to sow 50, if you want to sow 100 into the way, please come. God bless you. If you want to sow 100, want to sow 50. God bless you. If you want to sow 20, if you want to sow, bring it.
Onyami buafwe.
Onyami buafwe.
Close before the communion. If your life to Christ before the communion, please lift up your right hand. Let me pray with you quickly. You want to rededicate your life to Christ quickly before the communion, please lift up your right hand. Let me pray with you. You want to rededicate your life to Christ quickly. Okay. All right. Come on, prepare your hearts for the communion.
Oh, please do it better. The word that came is in season, and the word has the potency to turn around your life. I don't know how you felt when you were sitting down. I have goose pimples all around me. It's a powerful word. God bless you, man of God. This is a word in season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, we are about to dine with the Lord. And this is not an ordinary meal. It is a divine meal, and I want you to understand and address your mind accordingly. Hallelujah. 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 This is a commandment that our Lord gave unto us. Please put on the screen John chapter 6 from verse 54. To 58. Please, the words, I want you to stand. No, don't sit. It's on the screen. Because we're going to read it, and I want you to understand what we are about to do. And as